AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. White House advisor Steve Bannon has resigned, leaving the Trump administration at a crossroads.
Political analyst David Anderson says one thing seems clear. New Chief of Staff John Kelly wanted Bannon gone.
Kelly has gone out of his way to impose order in the White House, and by all accounts, Steve Bannon was a source of disorder in the White House.
But the result on the president is unclear.
Steve Bannon was really the protector of the Trump base.
All but forcing the president to follow through on campaign promises.
I think there are a lot more people in the administration now who want to turn the ship in a different direction.
He says the question, as always, is, will the president listen? Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Only hours after Bannon left the executive mansion, he chaired an editorial meeting at his now new old job. Executive Chairman of Breitbart News. Heather Heyer's mother says she doesn't want to speak with President Trump. Susan Breaux's daughter was killed in Charlottesville last Saturday, and since hearing Trump say he blames both sides for the violence, she sees no reason to talk with him. A free speech rally set for Boston tomorrow. Police Commissioner William Evans says his officers will be ready.
We're aware that some people might have an agenda to basically try to disrupt. And those are the people we're really going to focus on.
Rally organizers say they have no ties with any white supremacist groups. A California man on an anniversary trip to Barcelona with his wife was one of those killed in yesterday's terror attack. Dan Tucker says his son Jared was a special person.
He just had a magnetic personality that people love. And it's just hard for us to even grasp how this could possibly happen. And what motivation there would be for anybody to do such a horrible thing.
That sound in the background is a swimming pool. Tucker says he and his son had worked together in the pool business since Jared was 16. This is AP Radio News. Navy Captain Jesus Vasquez Cantu admits accepting bribes in the form of lavish hotel rooms and prostitutes from a Malaysian businessman nicknamed Fat Leonard. He joins nearly two dozen current and former officials charged in what is being called the Navy's biggest corruption case. Millions of people across the country readying for Monday's total solar eclipse. NASA's Noah Petro says the timing of the eclipse depends upon where people are.
For folks on the East Coast, the eclipse will start just after 1 p.m. That's when the moon shadow starts touching the sun.
The full eclipse will cover a 70-mile swath from Oregon to South Carolina. As with any celestial happening, the weather forecast is crucial. Weather watchers say Oregon and Idaho will have the best promise for clear skies, while South Carolina is the most likely to find the sun and moon blocked by the clouds. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.